Hi, everybody. It's your girl, Nisha Yvette, with a new podcast for Chit Chat with Nisha Yvette. Hi, everybody. Of course, I've been MIA, and I say this on every podcast, but I know this is just like a side hobby to me. I just love talking to you guys when, you know, I have new things that are going on in my life or epiphanies that I have. So as you can see, the title of this podcast is Letting Go of Things That No Longer Serve You. I want to start off by saying 2022 has been an eye-opener for me in every area of my life. I have been working on switching my career since the end of last year, 2021, and I decided to enter into the tech field or learn more about the tech field. And in that process, and I'm just going to just tell, let you guys know some of the things that's been going on in my life, that I have decided to let go and move on and, you know, just put my life in a different direction, take another road that I have not traveled before. So getting back to that, I decided to, leave my position, or not leave my position, I'm still in that position, but I decided to try to pivot into a tech role. And this is not something that I know everybody's saying, oh, you need to get a tech job, you need to get a tech job, but that's where the money is, this isn't that. You see it all over Twitter, you see it all over TikTok about people in tech, breaking into tech, making six figures, blah blah blah. But the reason for me transferring into or trying to pivot into tech was not the money. I already make a really, really good salary in my current position in finance. It was just a matter of me reaching my plateau, so to speak, in where I am or in my career, that I just wanted to switch it out and do something different. Years ago, I went to school to get my master's in business intelligence, but I ended up not completing the program because, of course, life happened. So that was put on hold, and I just continued in the career path that I was already on at that time. But I just thought it was definitely time for me to kind of switch over and learn some things. Like, look, I love a challenge, okay? I do love a challenge. So learning something completely new, coming from a legal, compliance, finance background, I thought it was something really exciting. So that brings me back to the title of the podcast, is Letting Things Go That No Longer Serve You. That position, or the way that I was headed in my career, was not exciting to me anymore. And I knew that it was time for me going into 2022 to look at my life and see exactly where I wanted to be, what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go. And yes, tech is good money, but finance is good money too. So, I mean, don't just think tech is the only place that you can get the coins, okay? It's not just tech. It's different. You really have to look into it. But there's so many positions out there outside of tech and non-tech that make, you know, really, really good money, okay? So, that was the first part of me letting things go that no longer serve me. And this is going to seem weird, but one of the things that I did let go was it's a personality issue. No, I don't even want to say a personality issue. An internal issue. Mental issue. No, I don't want to say mental issue. That sounds crazy, like I'm crazy. Okay, so let me explain it first, and maybe you guys can help me out, get my words right, but whatever. So letting things go that no longer serve me. I'm trying to let go of the fact that I would be so stuck in my ways. So I wanted to let go of that part of me that was being so stuck in my ways. And when I say that, is I've always had everything planned out. You know, I always said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I know what I'm not going to do. I'm going to stick to this. I'm going to be comfortable, things like that. Saying that, it would be things like, I would never do that. Or, you know, when people would bring ideas to me, I would be like, oh, no, that's not me, you know. And now I'm so much more open to people suggestions, people ideas, instead of just trying to think I know it all, you know. And I wouldn't say that that's how I was, but when people start saying, hey, this is how we see you, this is the thing, these are the things that you do. And it's kind of like, okay, you have to step back and look at yourself like, oh, maybe I am that person. Maybe I am, you know, maybe some things are my fault or my problem or things that I do that people just don't like, you know. And not saying that I'm not likable, and I wouldn't necessarily say that I felt like I was a know-it-all, because I don't know it all, but I can see when someone explains things to me like, oh, every time I have something to say about this, you have something to say like, no, you know. And I don't do like drama. I don't do like, you know, being combative or nothing like that. I just speak my mind, you know, and sometimes we need to be checked about that. So I have gotten so much better. I wouldn't even say that I'm even close to the way I was this year, like I was last year, because I actually had people check me. And then it's kind of like when people check you, and so many people are checking you on one thing, okay, you really have to look at yourself and like, you know, like I said, this is probably what I'm doing, and it's something that I need to work on. So I had to stop being so stuck in my ways and start looking at options, you know, different ways to go about doing things. Because that saying where it's like, what is that saying? It goes something like insanity. Doing something, if you do something the same thing over and over and expect different results, that's insanity. So that's where I was. I guess I was insane because I did not realize that I was doing those same things over and over again and not even paying attention to what I was doing, but I was still getting the same results. And that goes in my career, in my relationships, and everything, you know. You just think you know it all, or you think you got it together, and nothing's changing. So what's going on? You thinking you can fix things and you're doing things differently, but you really aren't. And you have to learn how to take constructive criticism from anybody else that's around you, because especially those that really love you and want to see you succeed, to let you know, hey, you know, you need to check yourself. So that's one of the things that I had to let go, is, you know, just being stuck in my ways. And I feel so much better now that I'm able to, you know, look at things differently in my life and not just see things in one way. Another way to let go, that I have let go of things that no longer serve me, is my diet, my health, you know, the way that I was eating, the things that I was doing to my body. Now I'm a very holistic, I'm very into holistic self-care, self-love, the holistic lifestyle, things like that. So I really watch what I eat, but let me tell you, like, this past couple of months, the end of last year, the beginning of this year, like January, February, you know, holiday time, and then you going into the new year, I was just being like, I was letting go of everything. Now, granted, you guys know I do not eat meat. I haven't had meat in so long. It's been about, I'm going to say like 5 years. Sorry for the noise in the background. It's a loud ass car outside. but I don't eat meat. I started off as a vegan, then I went vegetarian, and then I went plant-based, but now I'm pescatarian. I don't think I would ever go back to eating meat. Let me say that again. I know I would never go back to eating meat again. Seafood, I eat sparingly. I don't eat, I don't drink milk, but I do eat cheese. So I don't know what to call me right now, but that's the way that I, you know, that's my diet right now. But I would just be, I don't drink, but I would drink and things like that and just engage in like too much, just drinking a whole bottle. I love margaritas. So I would go and buy, I would drink a lot of margaritas. Okay. I gave up completely drinking. Like the only time I would drink is if I'm out eating. And, you know, I just want a margarita or I want something to drink or a glass of wine with my food if I'm out at a restaurant. But I bring no alcohol into the house and I rarely go out to eat anymore. I am cooking every single day. I probably eat out maybe once a week. And that's just like, you know, just because it's like, okay, let's go try something different or whatever. But I cook probably 6 nights a week, which I don't mind because I love, love, love cooking. So I had to give up some of my bad habits. Like I noticed that those type of things, the liquor will put weight on your ass, okay? You cut out liquor, you cut out soda, you cut out sugar. I'm telling you, like you'll feel so much better. It takes a very disciplined person to do that, but when you look at your overall health, and especially me as a woman being in my 40s, it's like I really have to watch what I'm doing, watch what I eat, just watching, period, what I put in my body. And I already was doing like the HIIT classes, Pilates, yoga, things like that. I also meditate. I've been meditating a lot more often because I'm at this point in my life where it's like a shift going on. So during this shifting phase, it's kind of like I really want to meditate and be more at peace with the decisions that I make, be more at peace with the way that I want my life to go or where I want my where my life is headed. So that's the whole reason of me just like letting go of those things that no longer serve me because they're detrimental to my health. So I have to let those type of things go. And then another thing, I guess the final thing, because I don't like to talk too long on these podcasts because you lose people in the process when you just ramble too long. So the last thing I wanted to let go is like my social media. And as much as I love social media, I love what social media has done for people and allowed some people to come out their shells and be who they really are. And some being who they really aren't, are not on social media. So I really enjoy, I love what social media does, but at the same time, social media can become a distraction. Especially if you the type of person, as soon as you get up in the morning, you're checking your Instagram, you're checking your Facebook, you're checking your TikTok, you're checking whatever else platform that you're on. And that is a very, very toxic. And some people don't see it that way, but it can be very toxic. I told myself I was going to get rid of all of my social media, which is hard. I really did not deactivate. Sometimes I deactivate them and then I go back on after before the 30 days is up, because I really don't want my social media accounts to permanently be deleted. And I think with Twitter, that's what they'll do after 30 days. If you deactivate and it stays deactivated for more than 30 days, they just close out your account. So sometimes I deactivate my Twitter because I just hate seeing the negativity on there. I just don't like seeing people talk about people. Like, that's the thing that bothers. I know that's crazy because it's like, you want to say everybody talks about somebody, but it's just kind of like people are too opinionated. And they want to be, they want to give their opinions and not in a positive way. And I'm not going to say I'm goody, Miss Goody Two Shoes or nothing like that, but it's just, I hate to see people talk about other people, because especially when you don't know people's circumstances or situations or their mind state or anything, like I can't bring myself to have an opinion or form an opinion about what anybody says or does. But I know my life isn't perfect. I can't paint a pretty picture because of my life, because it's not a pretty picture. And I don't think anybody on this planet can. So at that point where I'm seeing people, it's just be little stuff too. It'd be like, somebody can say something like, girls with weaves are this, this, and that, and, you know, or girls with BBLs are, or it's stuff like that. It's just little statements that just, it just drives me nuts. Because if somebody is posting something like, okay, here's an example. I'll give you an example. Say a girl posts a pic. She has a nice body. Somebody will be in a comic and say, you only look like that because you got a BBL or something like that. It's like, those type of things just drive me nuts. Like, why does what this girl say or post bother you so much? This person is not a part of your life. They have no influence over your life and what you do on a daily basis, but you took the time to post and say something negative about that person. You took the time to bash somebody. You took that time to make it seem like this person is a less of a person than you are. The things that someone else do might not be the same things that you do, but best believe you're doing something. You're not doing everything right in your life. You can't be. Nobody is perfect on this planet. You can't be. So how is it that you can take time to bash somebody or have an opinion where you are saying something negative about someone? And I noticed that with me on my Twitter, I was immediately like unfollow or mute or just completely let go or shut down from anybody that I see that speaks like that. And the sad thing is 80% of the people that I follow, they're liking some of this stuff. And I hate that we can see what people like on Twitter, because it's like, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that you agreed with this. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to have an opinion about what I don't agree with, because I can simply press unfollow, block, mute, whatever. I don't have to have an opinion about anything, but it just drives me nuts. Like, I'm not perfect. So who am I to talk about anybody? Even celebrities. Celebrities are people too. Who am I to say anything about these people? I'm not in their house. I'm not spending my 24 hours a day with this person. I don't know what they're going through. I don't know who they really are. I don't know if the image that I see on TV is the person that they are at home. I don't know that. So it doesn't feel or sit well with me to talk about another person, talk about another human being in any type of way. So I know I'm rambling on, but those are the type of things, because I'm so sensitive to that. Like, I'm very sensitive to people that are like that. And it's like, I don't allow that in my circle at home. You know what I'm saying? I don't allow that type of energy in the circles that I am a part of, in my life. So I'm definitely not gonna, I don't have to deal with that on a social media account. And that's the reason why you'll find me like deactivating my Facebook, deactivating my Instagram. Right now, my Facebook is active because a lot of my family back in Ohio, they use it like faithfully. So that's the way I can see, you know, when somebody has a baby, or I can see, you know, happy birthday, things like that. But I never post on Facebook. Instagram, my Instagram has no pictures. I don't post videos. I don't post pictures. I don't post anything. And that's just me at this time that I feel like I don't need to do that, because I'm going to live my life regardless. And if somebody is looking at that and saying, hey, she doesn't have a life or she's boring because of what I don't post, that's sad, because I am out here enjoying myself, loving my life, and enjoying the people around me. So if that's a reflection of, if me posting every day and me making up things to post and having things to say all the time makes me that girl, then I don't want to be that girl, because I feel like I'm that girl in my real life. So I don't need validation or seek any validation or approval from anybody else. And it's just like, okay, I just watch my follower counts just drop on everything because I don't post. And I really just, I don't care. It's not something that I live for, you know? So letting go, that's part of me letting go and being at peace with myself, being at peace with my life. And I'm gonna tell you one thing, I feel good right now, health-wise, financially, mentally, physically. I feel great, you know. My life is peaceful. I have no drama in my life. I have a wonderful, wonderful man by my side. I have beautiful, beautiful kids. My children, I love them to death. My family is very close. You know, going forward, we're planning more trips. I'm traveling a lot next year. I can't wait to travel. People won't even see pictures or anything from my travels because I'm just very, very private at this time. I do like TikTok though, I will say. I do have some videos on TikTok, so follow me on TikTok. Nah, when I get a chance to post, I will post on TikTok because I kind of like that, the mini vlogs, because it kind of creates memories. You can go back and say, oh, I remember, you know, this day 2 years ago I did this, you know, and you can follow your growth on TikTok through, you know, the videos or whatever. So I do like TikTok, but I'm still not on there like faithfully. But my TikTok is Nisha the Bear, if you want to follow me. But that's all. I mean, going into the rest of this year, into next year, really figure out and think about the things that are in your life and things that you are doing that you can really let go so that you can move on, have better, do better, and live a peaceful, drama-free, soft life going forward. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and I will see you all next time. Peace.